And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Flashbacks of the Clippers collapsing in the bubble. Victor Oladipo turns down an extension, according to reports. What do the Rockets do now? A monumental Sacramento Kings loss. So monumental, it's almost impressive. And two more dunkers are named for All-Star Weekend. Hey, I'm Taz Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA. Clippers Bucks in the national TV slot on Sunday afternoon, the primo slot on ABC. They were up 5 with 4 minutes left, and then they didn't score the rest of the way. Reminiscent of their offense stagnating against the Nuggets when they're up 3-1 in the bubble last year. They just didn't move that thing. It was just iso ball after iso ball after iso ball. And that's exactly what happened the last few minutes of this game. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard took every shot. There wasn't a ball mover to be seen. And that's why the excuses after the game sounded similar to what happened last year in the bubble, and also sounded similar to the guys making excuses. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard both said, "We needed to pick up the pace late. We slowed down." Coming into this year, there's a lot of talk about them needing a point guard. They needed somebody to be able to be a defense buster when things got stagnant. They actually haven't needed anybody new with the way they've been playing. They've just been moving the ball so well. Three-point shots are raining down on opponents this year, but this looked like last year. Patrick Beverley couldn't get the job done. Luke Kennard is a DNP CD right now, which is shocking to me, but he hasn't been able to impose himself on the game. Couldn't help but think that Kyle Lowry, Kawhi Leonard's old partner in crime, would be the absolute perfect fit on this Clippers team, although, you know, who knows if he wants to be traded. Kyle Lowry, he rules Toronto. If he wants to be dealt, he'll be dealt. Speaking of point guards, the Bucks got theirs back, and that made a difference. Even though Jrue Holiday was coming off the bench, he had missed 10 games after contracting COVID-19. He made the key play on Giannis' dunk late to seal it, and it definitely was not a travel, although I had to watch it millions of times because a man shouldn't be able to dunk it from the three-point line without putting it on the floor. But it's a gather in two steps, and that's legal in all 50 states. Watch it. Watch it in slow-mo. I've got it here for you. I'm baffled by it, too. The Bucks baffled the Clippers with Giannis' play late. 17 of the Bucks' final 22 points in the fourth were from Giannis. He had 36 overall. Why wasn't Serge Ibaka playing late? Speaking of Raptors stopping Giannis Antetokounmpo, that man needed to be on the floor. Their acquisition in the offseason. But why do I know? Speaking of Serge Ibaka and blocks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the block of the year here. What an incredible stop on Ivica Zubac late in this game. Whew, the guts to go for that one. That was incredible. The Bucks have followed up a 5-game losing streak with a 5-game winning streak. Over that stretch, Giannis, 33.5 points, 13.5 rebounds, 6.5 assists, and 75% from the line. The Bucks are only 1 game out of first in the East. Another team that had a losing streak that's turned it around, no surprise, the champs, had lost 4 in a row, but have now won 2 straight after demolishing the Golden State Warriors. The Kings had a monumental loss in Charlotte. The Kings stay the Kangs. Up 8 with 69 seconds to go and going to the free throw line. Ball in hand, but they missed 5 straight free throws over the next minute. And they also fell to a 3-point shooter. And then they gave up an and one to Malik Monk with 1 second left to lose the game. Come on. You kind of have to admire that. It's not easy to do. It seemed like the Kings had saved head coach Luke Walton's job at least for a bit after they snapped their 9-game losing streak the game before. It looked like they're on their way to winning 2 straight. But who knows with this team? Luke needs all the help he can get. Maybe he gets a call from Dad, from Bill. Luke, I am your father. Don't worry about it. Your team just can't win games. Couple notes. On the Kings side, Buddy Hield made his 1,000th three-point shot in just his 350th game. He is now the fastest to 1,000 threes in NBA history, eclipsing Steph Curry's mark of 369 games. The game be changing. And on Charlotte's side, PJ Washington had a career high of 42 points in the win. Similarly, the Boston Celtics escaped with a win versus the Washington Wizards. The Wiz were up 5 with 45 seconds left, but just let Jason Tatum go to the hole play after play. And the Washington Wizards have now lost 11 straight games when Bradley Beal has scored 40-plus points. That, according to The Athletic's Fred Katz. Some off-the-court news here. Victor Oladipo has turned down a 2-year, $45 million extension from the Houston Rockets, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. You can understand from the Rockets' perspective why they would give him that contract extension, line him up with John Wall's 2 years remaining. They just acquired him in the James Harden trade. That was the main player that they got in this deal, and Oladipo can become a free agent this offseason. But now they have to move him before the trade deadline, in my opinion. They can't sign him to a longer-term deal than that 2-year extension. It seems like he wants a huge deal that's been rumored for a long time. But he hasn't played up to that level of play. He just hasn't been a max money guy. I can see them moving him. According to rumors, Miami would still want him. And if they could pry, whether it's Precious Achiuwa or even Kendrick Nunn from them for Victor Oladipo, I think you gotta do it. On the floor, the Rockets lost their 10th in a row. Justice Winslow had his best game since returning from injury for the Memphis Grizzlies. He had 20 points. The Grizz are at 500. Several promising young players on their squad in Ja Morant, Winslow, Jaren Jackson Jr.'s got to get healthy, Xavier Tillman, Desmond Bane, Brandon Clark, Dillon Brooks, Tyus Jones, D'Anthony Melton. Yes, I've named the whole roster. You got to be patient, just like the Grizzlies have been patient with Justice Winslow. This is why he was so appreciative. Listen to him after the game.
This trade was one of the best things to happen in my life, on and off the court for me. And this organization just being so patient with me. I'm just so thankful. A lot of gratitude, a lot of joy in my heart right now.
Remember last year when the Grizzlies dealt Andre Iguodala to the Miami Heat for Justice Winslow, and Iguodala basically said, I didn't want to be on an up-and-coming team, and the Grizzlies' young players said, yeah, we didn't want you either. Well, it's working well for both teams, actually. Couple more slam dunk contest participants have been named for this weekend's festivities. Joining high-flying Knicks rookie Obi Toppin are Portland's Anfernee Simons and Pacers rookie Cassius Stanley, who broke Zion Williamson's vertical record at Duke. Speaking of Zion Williamson, there is one spot remaining in the slam dunk contest for either Zion or Zach LaVine, or if both want to go in, I'm sure they'd expand the participants list to at least 5. A guy who will be at All-Star Weekend, Devin Booker, had 43 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists in a win against the Timberwolves. The Wolves have lost 8 straight. The Heat shut down Atlanta's Trae Young. He won't be at All-Star Weekend. What's up with that? And even though John Collins had 34 points for Atlanta, Miami moved to 500 and now sit 5th in the East after a slow start. This year is strange. The Heat are tied with Toronto and Boston in the standings. And the team that's above them is the New York Knicks. What? They beat the Pistons. The Knicks are in 4th, but things are so tight in the Eastern Conference. They are 2 games up from dropping to the 11th seed. It's a wild one in the Eastern Conference this season. That's it for me. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Monday. I'll be back to give you the news as fast as I possibly can on Tuesday. Make sure you subscribe on the No Dunks channel. I'll see you then.